May the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. The first house I owned in Houston, I lived in for 11 years. I remember when I moved into that house, reveling at the spaciousness of a two-bedroom, two-bath house compared with the tiny apartments and condos I had lived into up to that point. There was ample storage, and that was great for a person like me who likes to have space to put things away and live an uncluttered life. 11 years later, my decision to sell that house and buy a new house was a quick decision. It came from my next-door neighbors suddenly deciding they are going to renovate their garage apartment and turn it into a party room. Since I had experienced many sleepless weekend nights because of their frequent outdoor gatherings, I realized rather quickly it was really a good time for me to move. My neighborhood had been experiencing incredible growth as the large lots with small homes built in the 1940s and 1950s were torn down and replaced with these multi-story mega mansions that are our modern family homes. So my house had greatly appreciated in value, and I had just been waiting until I felt the market was right to sell, and then suddenly, with my neighbor's decision, it was the perfect time to sell. On my first outing to look at houses, I found a house a mile or two away that I just loved, and within a matter of 2 months, I was out of one house and into another. Having to pack and move that quickly, I realized that I had accumulated a lot of stuff over 11 years. Yes, there was more furniture, more books, more china, more kitchen stuff, all of which fit very nicely into my larger home with more than ample storage. But I really do mean that I had accumulated stuff. The things that clutter drawers and closets and every nook and cranny that can be found. I decided after my whirlwind few months of packing and moving and settling in that I would start a new discipline. Twice a year, at the winter and summer solstices, I would do major house decluttering, going through drawers and closets and purging everything that was unused in the past 6 months and therefore unnecessary. It was a good plan, one that I think I implemented only that first year. So when it came time to get ready to sell my house and go to seminary, the process of purging, really purging, to avoid paying storage for unnecessary stuff was long and painful. In his book, The Allegory of Love, C.S. Lewis wrote, "Humanity does not pass through phases as a train passes through stations. Being alive, it has the privilege of always moving, yet never leaving anything behind. Whatever we have been, in some sort, we are still." In this quote from his treatise on the concept of love in medieval and Renaissance literature, Lewis may have been speaking of the fact that human knowledge, specifically literature, builds upon itself from one generation to the next. To stick with Lewis's train traveling analogy, I think we humans carry baggage, both literal, as in my household stuff, and figurative. We carry baggage with us through the train stations, the seasons of our lives, unwilling or unable to leave behind that which we no longer need or that which is not useful. In my more than 20 years of providing pastoral care, and yes, I realize I've only been ordained for less than a year, but I provided pastoral care as a layperson through various ministries for several decades. In these ministries, I listened to so many people express regrets about their lives. I found it invigorating to work with youth or young adults in exploring their regrets and how they can employ these life experiences to positively shape and guide them for the path that lies ahead. But it was challenging to hear how those with a terminal diagnosis or those beyond midlife had hung on to disappointments and regrets for years and years. Sometimes those should-haves in their lives have clouded what would be for most people exemplary and blessed lives, casting a long dark shadow so that they are unable to get in touch with joy and gratitude. So I ask you this morning, what baggage will you be carrying when you reach the last train station of your life? To avoid dragging the baggage of regrets for too many unnecessary years, we have options through our faith and through the church to unburden ourselves from this unhelpful and unhealthy baggage. Just as Jesus cleared and cleansed the temple in our gospel reading today, Jesus can clear and cleanse the temple of our hearts, purging all that which clutters every nook and cranny. We just have to be aware of these things that clutter our lives. We just have to drag that baggage into the fire of God's loving gaze, and God will redeem our regrets. Generally, it's not before we reach the next train station. Rarely does it happen overnight. But if we, in faith, bring those things in our lives for which we no longer wish to be burdened, those things for which we do not want to be the focus of the narrative of our lives, we can be relieved of those burdens, of that clutter, through God's grace. If you're like me, I usually have to do this over and over and over again, because sometimes I just can't let go of something, some regret or some disappointment or humiliation from an action I took or an action I failed to take. I just can't let go of it despite my desire to do so. But it is through this surrender to God over and over and over again that I can experience the grace of God's healing love, the unburdening and decluttering of my heart, making room for joy and peace and gratitude. Lent is the clearing out season of our lives, the spring cleaning of those things in our hearts that can separate us from God and from ourselves. Throughout our worship across the church year, we confess our sins and those things in our lives that separate us from God, just like we did a few minutes ago. We pray a confession at every worship service, except perhaps during Christmas and Easter. But if we choose to fully observe Lent, we choose to participate with God in opening every drawer and closet of our hearts. Through confession with another or in prayer on our own, we can then offer what we find in those nooks and crannies to God. Then the burden begins to be lifted, and healing begins to happen, and space cracks open in the temple of our hearts for God. Amen.